Hello, welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 16, October 2019. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Peddlers Marketing, the digital marketing agency that helps small businesses go digital. My name is Sean.
And I'm JK.
This week, Facebook Workplace positions away from competitors with video. Instagram Stories create section is so cool. Reddit attracts younger users by working with Snapchat. Twitter restricts retweeting of global leaders' tweets. Facebook brings Canva to Instagram and Facebook Stories ads. And Instagram may be bringing direct messaging to the web. Back to the stories. Facebook Workplace positions away from competitors with video. Slack was the first chat platform for work, adopting an MRC-esque chat system into the workplace with hashtags and all that, being channels. Then came all other competitors like Discord, Microsoft Teams, and Facebook Workplace. While the first two are focused primarily on smaller companies, Facebook and Microsoft have been competing head-to-head on larger size enterprises. And while some platforms focus on chat, Facebook dug into their trove of hardware and decided to work with their portal devices instead. So for those who don't know, portal devices is actually those they used to sell these little screens that they can that you can put at home, where people can actually do video calls with each other using these devices. So what they want to do is they want to focus their attention for their workplace onto using videos instead of chatting.
On text.
So what they want to do now is they actually want to potentially put one portal device into every user's desk, so that instead of chatting through texting, you can actually just use the portal and just call a video conference with someone or a group of people on the spot and make these calls.
Okay, all right.
And I would assume these calls would be recorded as well, and they will be transcribed into words after the fact as well, so that you have a
automated agenda meeting.
Some like automated agenda, and also probably like just in case, because you are in an employment system format whereby you can have a proof of a conversation taking place.
Just in case before.
I didn't say this. I didn't say that.
As per our last
email and the clip in our past video conference, here it is, everything like that. Mm-hmm. So by doing this, Facebook moves away from current competitors, but also open doors to new ones like Zoom. Zoom is the most widely used video conferencing app today, mainly due to its simplicity and free call hours. Mm-hmm. On top of that, Facebook will also be competing with bigger legacy players like Cisco's WebEx and Citrix GoToMeeting. I personally think that this is a good move
for Facebook
because it kind of transforms the landscape of how we communicate with each other on a, what is this called?
On a professional level
also in enterprises, where we move away from texting to actually doing videos.
Yes, correct.
But I think it will also create a lot of huge server spaces. Like, just imagine, right? If you want to look back at an old text compared to you want to look back at an old video, conversation video.
Yeah, correct. It's gonna be a huge. I don't know. Like, I'll probably see the minute.
Exactly. So then you use the minute, right? Then you have to tally that minute. You have to tally that minute to a video conversation instead of, let's say, for example, if someone suddenly says that, oh, I didn't say stuff like this. And if you want to find proof of something that someone said, 2 months ago, you need to look at the minutes, you need to look at the transcription, and then from there, you need to find the video.
That's not bad.
Yeah. You need to find the video and you need to find the part of the video that actually talks about that thing.
Just to prove a point.
And you know how in a working environment, these things can happen. These kinds of miscommunications or people forgetting what they say. All these kind of things.
I think the storage file is going to be quite huge. And maybe they have a tracing code, so to say.
perhaps.
Minute ID 101.
Perhaps,
then
yeah.
This is transcript 101.
Yeah, transcript 101, how many minutes and how many seconds.
Need a coding system.
Yeah.
We'll see. Right, next up. Instagram stories create section is so cool. Yep, I agree too. A few weeks ago, Instagram released a create section on stories, which somehow escaped our radar. So today we will reveal its function. Remember we used to have type section on stories, where we would just write something down against a black background? It has changed to create, and within it are a few notable functions. First, you still have the type function, but when you slide over, there are other templates where you can choose a ready-made template to overlay with stickers, words, and drawings. There is also a GIF where you can choose and it will automatically be used as background for your stickers, drawings, and words. The next is countdown, which works similar for the stickers we already know. Then there's a cool function called on this day, which works like memories, but instead of appearing at random, this time we can actually roll the dice and be shown other posts we published on this day in the past. Others in this section include multiple choice questions, polling, and ask me a question. While some of them are nice addition, others are just repackaged feature from elsewhere in the platform.
The two that I really find interesting and helpful are the templates and the on this day, which is kind of like a spin-off from memory. You know how
the throwback, like let's say like Facebook throwback the memories day.
Yeah, actually Instagram has a function where you can control when you want to post a memory.
Okay, yeah.
But we don't know how to use it. So we will be prompted through a notification on Facebook, and then when we press that heart, right, and one of it comes up is your memory.
Yeah.
So if you post a memory on story, then it posts. Then you don't get to choose what content to post. It just, whatever comes out, that's the one that you get.
Uh-huh,
right?
Correct.
But
you're talking about Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay.
This is actually on Instagram,
okay.
Not Facebook. So what happens now is that you can actually click a dice on top,
uh-huh.
And it will roll. Randomly roll and find you another post which you have posted that same day.
Okay.
If you only have one post, then there's nothing much you can do. Yeah, just one. But if you have a few on that day, then you can actually choose the next one that you want.
I see.
And then when you publish that one on stories, it will bring you to the post itself. When someone hits it, it actually brings you to the post in your list of all your Instagram posts.
And you mean posts or stories? Like
you can publish a post onto stories.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So when someone clicks
okay, got it. Then it goes back to that post.
It goes back to that post, yeah.
Okay, getting likes. Getting more likes.
Then you can actually scavenge like a few more extra likes.
Yeah. It's like throwback 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
throwback 10 years
so
ago.
Cute, so cute.
And I used to be so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, please like my post.
Yeah, when I have time for gym or this kind of thing.
Yeah, those kind of stuff. And the next one that I really like is actually the templates. I think the templates is nice. Like you can actually choose, it's kind of like a background template where you have like little stickers and everything, right?
Okay.
Then once you choose the template, you hit the template again,
uh-huh.
Then it actually brings you to a stories where the background is actually the template that you choose.
All right.
Then you can choose whatever stickers you want to put on it, or you can write, or you can draw, uh-huh. Anything you want. And then it becomes a post. It becomes a stories post.
Ah, okay, got it.
Then there is another one called GIF as well. GIF is interesting because why? Let's say if you want to do a post and you want your background to have that meme, right? So you choose the meme that you want, like someone smirking or someone laughing. Then what it does is it automatically does a top-bottom kind of GIF meme thing, because usually memes are square, right?
Correct.
So they will do a top bottom, so they fill up the entire vertical space.
One is yours and one is theirs.
No, it's both the same thing.
Okay.
It's both the same meme. So, and then what happens is from there, you can actually add stickers, anything you want to add on top of it. It makes stories creation more
dynamic.
Creative.
Yeah.
There are so many things that you can have to do. I guess dynamic is the word that you can use. You can still do so much more with the kind of content.
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot also. There's time, etc.
Yeah.
Brands
can
really use this really well.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, just on posting on the But stories itself, there's so much more you can do right now than having to do it externally from somewhere and then patching it and bringing it in. And then sometimes you find that the crop is wrong.
Oh my God. All these things. That... Oh, well, I think the story, I mean, it, the function itself is already quite heavy.
Yeah.
Right, next up. Reddit attracts younger users by working with Snapchat. Reddit users can now share content to Snapchat, and it works with iOS. Content includes text, links, and images. The company hopes that this will bring younger crowds into the platform, which are now mostly between age 30 and 64. Reddit is a social media platform that evolved from the forum, which many younger millennials and Generation Zers are not familiar with. Yay, including me. Their closest competitor could be Quora, but while Quora positioned itself as a question and answer platform, while Reddit can be a lot more.
You don't know what is a forum? Like those BBS forums back in the day.
Old school. I know the Ragnarok online forum.
So there used to be like a forum, like it's kind of like what Facebook groups is now, but Facebook groups adapted it from forums back in the days, those old forums.
Used to have like a simple picture upload and then text.
You get to have a comment, like you post something, then you have threads that you just put out. Those kind of formats. So Reddit is actually an evolution of that one. So it's still pretty old school format thing. And for people who don't know how it goes around, like for example, someone who's in Generation Z, right? You go into Reddit and it's very foreign to you because the way they communicate with each other is different. The way they find information is different. There are things called subreddits, which is like you have a Reddit, which is like a Facebook group. Then you have subreddit, which is like those smaller groups like, based on communities. Okay. And, you know, it breaks down into small little things. Communities, sub-communities, genres, sub-genres. And Reddit has been having troubles attracting the younger crowd. And it's nice that they are working with Snapchat to bring this content, like sharing over from Reddit to Snapchat. So it's like, so that if you have an old hag who's using Reddit and also Snapchat, they can share it. And then if those old hags have younger friends, the younger friends will be like, hey, what's this? What is Reddit? That's cool. How come Reddit has some cool information in there or cool content in there? Let me check Reddit out. Then Reddit hopes that the younger people will become Reddit users because of this.
Yeah, because their lifespan is like, you know, longer.
lifespan is longer.
64 years old.
And they will potentially be the bigger spenders to the aging group right now. Have you used Reddit before?
Once a while, then I just quit it already. It's not a place where I go for information.
There's... Same here. To me, there's too much information in Reddit to a point where it's so oversaturated. There's so much information that is... it's like sometimes I just want to be fed the right information at the right time so I don't have to go in and really waste my time getting all this stuff.
Yeah, it's like you're going to this... Okay, it's like going to Travel Expo. There's just so many options that you don't know what to do. Initially, you want to go Korea, but now you're like, okay, maybe this is nice. And like, oh my God, I forgot my main focus.
That's exactly what. That's the perfect analogy.
And then all
of a sudden, you want to go to 10 other places.
Yeah.
But if you ask yourself, why did I come in the first place? I just want to go to Korea.
Yeah. So, No. Say no to cluttered space.
All right. We make space for an advertisement. This episode of Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Chop Tiang Bee Cafe at the heart of Melaka, Malaysia. Chop Tiang Bee serves authentic Nyonya and fusion cuisines and is located at Jonker Street, just 5 minutes walk away from the famous Red Square and A Famosa in Melaka City. The most iconic dishes include the curry laksa and nasi lemak, which also equally impressive are a range of homemade cakes like the carrot cake, which uses pineapples instead of raisins, and the ondeh ondeh cheesecake, which is a must try. I've tried the carrot cake. I'm a big fan of raisins myself, but apparently the guy who started Chop Tiang Bee, Joe, his dad does not like raisins.
So he has to change to pineapple.
Yeah, so when he was developing the recipe for this cake, right, he actually switched from raisins to pineapples. And when I tested it out, I find it actually quite interesting as well. It gives a little special tangy taste. You know how pineapples are a little bit more acidic?
Yeah,
a bit
correct.
More like, you know, tangy the taste, right?
Stronger taste.
A bit stronger taste. And it has those little fibers.
Instead of sweet, it's sour.
Yeah, it's a bit sour as well. So it is an interesting twist to it, and I quite like it. And you know, if you guys happen to be in Malacca this weekend or next weekend or whatever.
Yeah, especially Deepavali week.
Deepavali weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just head up to Chop Tang Bee. You can actually Google them up. They will be on Google My Business and you can check out their information, where they're at exactly through the maps. Some photos of the recipe they have on Instagram, Chop Tang Bee as well.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to get a 10% off of your entire receipt. No questions. It's an entire receipt, whatever you get. There is no restrictions on that one. Use promo code CTB10, that is CTB10, to get a 10% off on your entire receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Back to our stories. Twitter restricts retweeting of global leaders' tweets after having a tough few years dealing with global leaders who break their rules. It has actually been made worse by Trump's irresponsible fingers. So we know that a lot of global leaders get a little bit too carried away on Twitter and they may not be too responsible with what they are saying, especially Trump. since 2016. Yeah, I know, right? So because of this, just last week, Twitter said that they will restrict how users can react to these tweets by global leaders. Normal users will not be able to reply, share, or retweet offending tweets, but they will be able to quote retweet and express their opinions. So the difference between retweet and quote retweet here is that if you retweet, you are just like forwarding that tweet without actually giving a comment.
Okay.
Quote retweet is you're forwarding it by and also adding a comment in there.
Okay.
So it actually, the only difference is there's a quote. Quote means that you have to say something about it. So you can express your opinion, original tweet.
So it's like Facebook post, shared post, instead of just typing your comment, or let's say your post of itself, somebody just click share, just share.
Yes. So it's just, if you're just retweeting without a quote, that it kind of gives it a very bit of a spammy feel.
Okay, I'm lazy.
Yeah, it's like I'm just retweeting and I have no opinion. I'm not expressing any feedback or anything. I have no thoughts about it. I'm just retweeting it. Right? So a lot of spammers also do the same thing. They just push it through just so that it hopefully becomes viral.
Yeah, it's like some people's Facebook posts like just share post. It's like, it's so boring.
Yeah, exactly. But if you share post and actually write something about like what you think about it, it gives it a little bit more of a personal touch to it. So the few things also very important is that users cannot reply to the tweets and they cannot share the tweets. Mm-hmm. So sharing the tweets means they cannot share it as a DM, they cannot share it to someone else, they cannot share it externally. So it has to stay within that Twitter platform. Important is that they cannot like and they cannot reply.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of tweets, especially these tweets from global leaders who break the rules, they actually create an argument by you know, people who agree and disagree with him, and it becomes a little bit too ugly, a mm-hmm. bit too political, a bit too racist, a bit too sensitive. So by removing the reply function, it actually stops, like it doesn't even enable anyone from actually commenting on it in the first place. So it doesn't snowball to an argument,
mm-hmm.
like a trolling keyboard bunch of keyboard warriors, you know, arguing with each other and cursing at each other.
Having the whole world
for no reason.
Go against you.
Yeah. So Twitter said that while they cannot ban those tweets outright, they cannot ban tweets from global leaders
mm-hmm.
because they fear political sensitivity. Like some people say, oh, you can't do this, some people say you can't do that. They hope that these limitations can reduce the wildfire.
Okay.
They also considered covering these tweets with a notice that users need to click past to see. So you know how Instagram has this thing where some of the content is a bit too sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
Like if it gets a bit too gory or something, there is actually like a filter.
Yep, correct.
Sensitive content.
Inappropriate something.
Yeah, inappropriate something like that. So you have to actually click to actually go in and see that content.
One layer.
Yeah, so Twitter says that they also want to apply the same
for tweet.
Kind of filter for tweets as well.
Filter at your own risk.
Filter at your own risk. But actually to me, that filter is counterproductive because the more you give me that thing, the more I want to see what's behind that curtain.
But it can also be behavior of like social media is we will zombie scrolling, right?
Maybe, so it's like going
on the street and people yelling at you. You can't say, hey.
Yeah, that's true. So if you are in this zombie scrolling environment, like this mindset, it will pass you and you may not see it.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. I agree with that.
So yeah. Then you enter, then you consciously know that you already know that something's bad. So you see yourself. See at your own mental risk.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, that's true. It also prevents them from it's kind of a way of Twitter saying, hey, I've done all I can
to prevent
you from seeing it. Don't complain if you see it and you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Right, next up. Facebook brings Canva to Instagram and Facebook Story ads. Facebook is preparing for the upcoming year-end holiday season with a new set of templates for ads. You can now create ads especially for stories, with a selection of templates, colors, and CTA effects. They will appear on the right as a simple video with the image of your product. Although you can only create this from their ads platform, which means it has to be paid, you can download it for reuse as organic content. Facebook says this function, like everything Facebook, will be rolled out in stages. We just hope it reaches our shores before Christmas is over. Yeah, this is actually very good.
Yeah, it's about time Instagram and Facebook actually brings template creation for advertisement on stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It has always been the hardest thing to do because, first of all, if you don't build it specifically for stories, it will just try to stitch whatever it gets, which means you get like small photos, a lot mm-hmm. of captions.
Yeah, correct.
It's not fully immersive. Or if you build it, let's say you use Canva or something, 9x16 isn't exactly always 9x16. Something will get cropped out. Some corners will disappear. It's nice that they actually have this template that they can...
just fit right into it.
Fits right into all the phones.
Yeah, correct.
And so, I have to check on it. I play around with it. The templates are not super fancy,
mm-hmm.
but they get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
You upload a photo, you just put a short description and title, and you go to the CTA and it slides out. So what the video does is it actually is just like a slide in where mm-hmm. the border actually shrinks and it expands, and maybe your photo like zooms in or zooms out. Just very simple stuff.
Yeah,
but it catches the attention of people.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's good for small business owner.
Yeah, it is.
Who want to DIY themselves. Mm-hmm. Easy to use.
It's easier to use as well. It's not too complicated. And if it comes out before this year ends holiday, it'll be good because mm-hmm. people can start building campaigns for stories.
Yeah, correct. During October time or November, for Christmas especially.
Yeah, Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Right, next up. Instagram may bring direct messaging to the web. This is good news to marketers and influencers who spend a lot of time communicating with their followers on DM. Instagram is working on the DM feature to be brought directly into the web app. So in the future, we can manage communications on a full QWERTY keyboard.
Mm, hello, new tab.
Yeah.
Window tab.
So this has always been a problem with Instagram, right? I think it's a very simple fix, but I think it's very important because Instagram is one of the only few apps that are fully app first. And the web version is just like an overview. You can see what's going on, but if you want more control and power, please go over to the app and do everything there.
Yes, correct.
And as an influencer, let's say for example, if you have like hundreds and thousands of followers who want to text you all the time, it really helps if you have a web app that you can use a full keyboard to do all your typing and chatting with people
mm-hmm.
instead of using your phone all the time.
Yeah,
and I think this is good. It's a very good addition to it.
Yeah, true. So at least people can type properly.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Reply message properly for professionals especially.
For marketers, for influencers. Mm.
All right.
All right, so that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube. We post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly episode 16 October 2019. My name is Sean.
And I'm JK.
Au revoir.
Bye.